There's one goal here, and one promise I made to Mrs. Ford is winning. For that to happen, everyone needs to be on the same page, to be in the best position with the right plan. Every person in this building has a job to do, and each job is important. If we can get one step better every day, that's putting this organization in the right direction.
Donald steps up in the pocket, now throws. It is picked up by Rice. Come back right side. Inside the 10, it is Quandre Diggs to the 5. To the house. Touchdown to Carmine.
Oh my God, it is Sir Mix-a-Lot booty thick.
Lions fans, it's time for the podcast you've been waiting for. The Detroit Lions Podcast post-game show with your hosts, Chris and Case.
Hey, Idaho Lions fans, welcome to the Detroit Lions Podcast live post-game show. This is the official Detroit Lions podcast for Reddit. I am your dashing host, Chris, and with me is my good friend and co-host, Ash. How you doing, my man?
Bueno.
All right. Got a lot going on. There's a game today. Did you hear about that? The Lions played?
I may have heard a couple things about that, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Ups, downs, ins, outs, round and through with the Zebras included. It should definitely be an interesting thing to discuss. So we'll get into that. We'll take your calls like we always do. And maybe a little bit of little therapy, a little consolation, all that kind of thing. A lot going on. You ready to go, man?
Absolutely. Let's do this.
Let's kick this off and break it down.
All right. Right before we do, got to do a couple of quick announcements. First, check us out and help us out on the Patreon. Special thanks to Dylan from
Guam.
It's the European theater metal there, right?
We're going to take that somewhere different this week.
Of course, our very first donor, Mathis and Brian B. Brian Brookheiser from I Prevail. They all joined us. You can join us too. Patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. Patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. As little as a dollar a week will get you into the most intelligent chat on the internet regarding the Detroit Lions. I mean, there may be like a rocket scientist forum somewhere that's better, but this is probably even smarter than that. Again, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. As little as a dollar a month will get you access to that, and you can join the fun. Give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast. We're on Instagram now. I'm going to see how many followers we can get before we actually put a post on. So follow us. It's Detroit Lions Podcast there. And of course, on Twitter at DET Lions Podcast, DET Lions Podcast, the very best place to see Ash.
Sans pantalon.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, you can subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/Detroit Lions Podcast, youtube.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. Hit us on Stitcher, Google Play, wherever, iTunes, all those places. Give us those 5-star reviews. We love it. All right, let's go.
This is no time for a quick release. We're going deep.
All right. Lions and Chiefs. I'll start out. I got to take my watch off because it's connected to the Skype, and the Skype's going crazy with people trying to call right now. My arm's just going like this.
Why would anyone want to talk about this game? I mean, what's possibly could be interesting?
So much going on. I'll let you start off, man, because I'm just like you. I probably, just like me, you have a lot to say, I'm sure. And yeah, I'm going to make a little drink because I haven't had one yet. And I always wait till we start the show to get my drink on.
Sounds good. Okay. What can you say? Lions jump out to an early 10-0 lead. Ideal. Like, you really could not have scripted it better than that. And of course, the Chiefs in their absolute good call. The Chiefs in their absolute number one quarter so far this season only managed to end up tied at the half. Like, what do you do? Best case scenario, I could not believe where we were at that point. End of the third quarter, you know, like you can't complain about where the Lions were. They were up 3 points at the end of the third quarter and then just came up just slightly short at the end.
Just,
you know,
a little bit. Like,
couple opportunities for Hail Marys, but realistically, unless you're wearing a green and gold jersey, the refs aren't going to give you anything on that.
No. And there was, I mean, we'll talk about the Galladay call. Well, and I'm sure we'll get calls.
Will we talk about it 7 or 8 times before we hang up here?
Probably. And folks probably not going to agree with me on that one, but I'll make my case. And I think we'll agree that it should have been a touchdown the way it was called in the field, but I don't think that maybe that was an actual catch. And I think they got it right, but I think the process of how they got there was wrong. Because they called it the way they did. Hello, kitty. Because they called it the way they did, that should have been a touchdown. That's just what I meant. Not a moron, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that one, we had them 4th and 8 with 1:55 left. Could have ended the game.
Yep.
And my homies made a run. Yep. I thought Dave was just supposed to be our spy, but I think he was trying to double Kelsey there.
Yeah, that's the thing. They pulled him off of that particular role, and that ended up being what bit them. But the other option is you have a 1-on-1 for Travis Kelsey on 4th and 8, and you just can't do that.
And we talked about this throughout the week, the lead up, how we matched up against this team and that we had a chance to win. And we're going to have to do everything right in order to win this game. We had a chance at the end of this game still to win it. We played one of the top 3 or 4 teams in the NFL down to the last play of the game. It still winds up being an L. I get that. The record is the record at the end of the season, and it hurts. But if you're looking at the team with your overall trajectory, talking about the culture of the team, how they could have broken down the old Lions, right? The Schwartz Lions would have melted way back in the second quarter, right? And continued to melt down. This team played really, really well. All those injuries, the players that weren't on the field, this team played hard and did really, really well in the face of one of the best teams in the NFL. So it's a loss is always hard, but I'm feeling good about this team and the long term prospects for the team. And obviously, coach lost the team in the locker room again, probably from making a hill for him to run. But you know,
exactly. I mean, the team, the offense too. The nice thing about this is the offense did score 30 points today. And that's with no BS, no kick return touchdowns, nothing. And they fumbled inside the 5 twice.
Yeah.
So that's like, if you want to pick a play that was the swing play, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah.
They literally, he was reaching out to try to score a touchdown, fumbled the ball. They ran it back 100 yards. That's the game.
Yeah. Talk about rushing. What do we get? We had 158 yards rushing out there today.
Yeah. Carry on with 125.
100 yard rushing out of carry on. We knew that we had a decent team. We knew we were playing against some great fronts in those games earlier in the season. Yeah. And I think that's borne itself out. We're seeing what we have here for real as far as the offensive line and rushing. McKissick, he's electric out there, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, God. That guy is everything we wished Amir Abdullah was going to be. Like, he's...
Yeah.
He's a less useful job at best. Let's call him that. Mm-hmm. Like he could take something huge every time he touches the ball. Like, obviously he's not, you know, of that caliber, but he's filling that role for us where every time he touches it, it might be a home run.
And one last thing I'll hit, and then we'll take some, the calls, I guess we'll get those going. The punches out there, the turnovers today.
Oh, how many years did we watch other teams do that to the Detroit Lions? Specifically again and again and again out of Peanut Tillman. And then, you know, finally you see one where like on that the second one was just spectacular where he just waited for him to get up and then dove in and just bam, you know?
Yep. The fumble on the goal line was heartbreaking, game changing, I think. That was obviously frustrating from the team, and I think they're going to take some shit from the coaching staff. Guys walking off the field when the whistle hadn't even blown yet. And it's something.
Oh, watching Golladay just turnstile him. Yes. Maddening. Like, the whistle hasn't blown, man. You got to do your thing. Like, and you can't blame crowd noise.
Yeah.
Because there is no crowd noise at that point when the Lions have the ball inside the red zone. Like, unless the Ford Field is doing something wrong, but I didn't hear anything.
Yep.
Like, it's dead silence. You can hear when that whistle goes. And if that whistle doesn't go, you take that guy and you put him in the dirt. But he didn't.
Yeah.
Ran it back. And once he hit the 30 yard line, that was it. No one was going to catch him at that point, right?
Yep. And we'll talk a lot about the officials here shortly. I see it in the chat. Don't worry. We're doing okay. I don't think the officiating was absolutely off the charge horrible. I think there were
some bad calls.
There were some bad calls. Yep. Absolutely. And we'll talk about those. But the players not playing to the whistle on that play, it's like I liken that to when officials make a call that didn't happen. Right.
Yep.
They could not have seen something happen. And they throw a flag and call that. That's the kind, those drive me nuts because the officials are making shit up in their head and it takes away their credibility. Huge players that stop playing when the whistle hasn't blown. It's the exact same kind of shit to me. I mean, you should be listening for that whistle every play when you're on the field. You do not stop until you hear that whistle and then you stop. But to stand there looking at your dick while the it's just not okay. It's not okay.
No, not at all.
And like, that one's on the Lions.
That play by Golladay, who is one of my favorite Detroit Lions, like I'm literally the only person on earth who was like jumping and screaming when they drafted him. that was every bit as bad as Ebron's block a couple years ago, where he just started walking away midway through the play and let the running back get buried in the backfield. Like it's you can't do that.
Yep. And going
but
back,
it's oh, go ahead, one. It's one time.
Yep.
You know, like he's not that guy. So
going and watching, and Riz said how this team is just a team that's difficult to play and not fun to play for other teams. We saw it again, man. We saw it again out there. And to play at this level against a team of that caliber, just shows we have a lot. We have a lot with this team, and we have a lot to look forward to this year. The Packers, the rest of the division has problems. So, hey, I'm going to go ahead and grab a call right now. All right. If you don't mind, because I have a feeling we're going to have a couple of them. Hey, Kent, how you doing, man? We got you on the line.
Excellent. Great. You know, I talked to you guys 2 weeks ago after the Chargers game.
Yep.
And I told you the worst they could be was 1-2-1. And every single national pundit went into this game saying the Chiefs were just going to light us up. We went into this game without two of our best defensive backs. Diggs left halfway through the first. Slay was out. And you know what? Like, if you had told me that that was going to be the case and that we would finish this game 34-30, I would have been thrilled. I'm like, there's absolutely no way. Like, the only reason I'm upset at the loss of this game is because, like, we played so well in the first two drives.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. This is probably the best team in the NFL. And we made them play our game. That is the only team to do that so far.
Yeah. What's the least? I mean, they scored a ton, right? I think 28 was the least they'd scored all season ahead of this game. Yeah. And we kept them right in that same kind of range. But we put points on the board. We put a lot of points on the board. That's good stuff. Good stuff from us.
And we limited Mahomes. Like, at one point, he was 3 of 9. 3 for 9 on passing.
Yeah.
Like, he's never been below 60% on passing in the entire season.
Right, there was no point where he looked like he was having fun today.
That was great.
No.
That was great.
It's also good. I'm losing my voice. I apologize.
How many have we had so far?
A lot.
That is the best answer I've heard while doing this. That's for sure.
All right. Hey, Kent, we got the phones are banging hard, man. I'm gonna go ahead and pop onto the next one. All right, bro.
You guys go off. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, but thank you for everything you do.
Oh, man, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Enjoy your afternoon.
I will. I'm just started.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right. What do we got here? John, how you doing, man?
I've been better, Chris. How are you and Ash doing?
I'm getting better. I got my oversized Jaeger bomb.
If I said spectacular, I'd be lying. But like our last caller said, if you told me this is how it was. Go ahead.
I'm going to do like you and switch to hard alcohol. You're a smart man.
In the end, it's just the faster way. So what do you got, man? How many have you had? Have you had anything yet?
Like 7 beers.
Okay. So we're in good shape. What do you think, man? I mean, this is hard, right?
I'm about 6 or 7 when I call usually.
Okay.
I'm going to go make a Moscow Mule right now, though, after this call.
All right. There you go.
While I watch the goddamn Bears and Vikings. Who do we want to win, the Bears or the Vikings? I want the Bears to win.
I generally go with whoever's lowest in the standings.
I saw Daniels was throwing a pass. Do we know why Daniels is throwing a pass? What happened?
No idea. I don't have it on yet.
So no, me neither. Yeah.
I turned it off to call you guys. I'm really perplexed.
All right. So tell me about the game today. What about it struck you the most?
That we gifted the Kansas City Chiefs, a Super Bowl contender, 7 points and still barely lost. That's what I'm taking away from this game.
I think that's
a minimum 10 point swing on that one play.
Yeah.
Galladay should have had a touchdown. He cost my fantasy team the game. I love him. The refs suck. The refs were not. We can complain about ref ball. I saw it in the Slack chat all day long. We can complain about ref ball. They mostly got the calls right, but I really do think it was pretty egregious for them to overturn some things that should normally have stood.
Mm-hmm. The Galladay catches one.
That, yeah, no, that was the thing, was that, like, they just seemed to err a little bit on the side of fuck Detroit when normally you wouldn't do that. And maybe that's homerism talking, but I've seen a lot of football games, and usually the calls that stand should have stood. This game, it felt like they kind of didn't. So I don't care about that, because the complaint is always you have to be the better team. You have to beat the refs and the other team. And when the other team is the Kansas City Chiefs, that's not going to happen. We beat
it almost happened.
Yeah, no, we outplayed them. Anybody that says we didn't outplay the Kansas City Chiefs, we were the better team today. And that was without Darius Slay. That was with Diggs leaving early. Like, after today, I am confident to say the Detroit Lions are winning this division. That's happening. Book it right now. We're the best team.
I have to agree with you in that if we look at how they played today and then how they've played every team, if they play everybody like this, they absolutely can win the division and should.
Yep.
Oh,
that's absolutely
hard to deny that.
Look, that's the thing. It was tough at the Cardinals loss. It was kind of like, I keep saying that felt like a loss, even though it wasn't. Like, everybody knows that felt like a loss, right?
Yep.
And after the Chargers and the Eagles, it's kind of like, and we kind of squeaked these wins out. The Chargers didn't look hot after they played us. They looked kind of off. The Eagles, it was tough to say, like, with their games, them coming back and beating the Packers the way they did was huge. Mm-hmm. And then us playing the Chiefs the way we did, that gives me enough to say this Lions team is for real. I've constantly been telling everybody, wait till next year. Next year is the year with Bob Quinn and Patricia that we're going to be built to take the division. Like, give them till next year. But after the first quarter of this season, this year can be the year. This year can be the year they win the division. I wanted to wait till next year, but fuck it. The way they've been playing, they have the pieces to do it this year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 They definitely do. And you know, I remember people still saying early in the season, you're the one, it's your fault. You said get rid of Caldwell, right? I can't believe people still think the guy's not even he's out sick and you're saying dumb shit like that. But you're right. I want to talk really quick about the Galladay one, because where was it? It was Charles. Charles from, I'll just say Charlie K, but I could be wrong. He said, you know, if you're honest with yourself, that Galladay catch call was right. And I'm going to go through my thinking on why he's right, but how they got to the right place was wrong. Mm-hmm. When they ruled it a catch on the field, you had to have overwhelming evidence to overturn it. And I can see how they overturned it and why. And I can say that by the rules, it wasn't a catch. But I don't think that the way that came out so they made the call, the catch. Was the evidence overwhelming enough to overturn the call? I think no. Sorry, I was reacting to some of the chat. The ball, you can see there's one angle in the view where the ball comes and it's in the air, kind of rotating a little, in his control.
Just an instant.
Yep. He doesn't have control of the ball. He
immediately gets it back.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just immediately.
That was absolutely right. But that wasn't overwhelming enough to overturn. Right.
I'm fine if that was ruled not a touchdown and it stands.
Yep.
But as it being ruled a touchdown, it should have not been enough to overturn, because look, but we're talking about those bang plays. That little bit of wobble, that's not enough to overturn. He had his hand is still kind of on it. Like, so we always talk about, oh, this millimeter frame by frame thing, that shouldn't impact things, and usually doesn't. The fact that the refs let it do it that time, I think, was the egregious.
Which really, that one sucked. I'm gonna have to find that because look, I want it to be as touchdown as much as anybody else. I'm gonna find the frame out of there. And screen cap it and tweet it out so people can see where the ball's hovering in the air and it's not touching his body anywhere. He doesn't have control over it, and he regains control after that. It's instantaneous. It's not enough to overturn the call in the field. The call in the field was wrong. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Isn't it though?
Right. But frame by frame, you can't overturn with frame by frame. That's kind of the problem. And that's generally what we have the case for, is generally you don't overturn it when it's like a split second thing, right? It's only when it's like patently obvious.
Yeah.
This wasn't patently obvious. This was one frame of a second of like, maybe he's not quite touching it for a split second, but for the most part, he had control of it and like, did it wobble a little bit. Normally that wouldn't be enough to say, sorry, no dice. For some reason, this game, the refs were willing to put everything against us when it came down to like a split second. There was a lot of defensive pass interference that didn't get called against us.
The Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah. Don't push in the back. I am livid about that.
A lot, no, this is the thing. This ref team, this is the team that blew the Saints game, right?
Yeah.
And they call way more flags than they should.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of didn't call this game as well as they should have. Let's be honest. They didn't.
Right.
And again, I'm not the guy to say, oh, the refs fucked us. Like, it's true. You have to overcome that. Well, we played well enough to overcome that if they didn't literally take points away from us that normal refereeing teams wouldn't do. That's kind of my biggest complaint.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I have to say about this, though.
It doesn't matter. Even if they took those 7 points away, Golladay should have fucking tackled him for a touchback in the end zone.
Yeah.
Yep.
He shouldn't have given them 7 points, and that's why we lost.
Or you could say that Kerryon Johnson,
the ball, it's a touchdown.
Or you could say Kerryon Johnson was interfered with on the catch in the end zone just ahead of that, and that missed call. That one, I'm going to tell you right there, that was Matt fucking Patricia not challenging that was a fucking failure on Matt Patricia. His challenge flag
ever been overturned on the challenge though?
But that was,
that's the thing. He had his hand in his
face before the ball got there. It wasn't even like it was face guarding. That one was an absolute easy. PI turnover call, and then I can't believe it wasn't.
Last week, Chris, he threw that flag last week, and he didn't win. I think that they felt out what they were going to overturn,
but
that wasn't going to overturn.
But if wouldn't have thrown the shitty one at the beginning of the game,
agreed, he should.
He could have thrown that and seen if that one would have fly, because that one on replay should have been overturned.
That was a panic play before we knew that we were going to go toe to toe with this team.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we came in, we thought it was David Goliath. That was a panic throw, right? That was a oh shit, we're. Every little advantage we can eke out. And that was before we established that we were the better team on the field. Because we established through the course of this game that we are the better football team at the home on the field. That was outstanding. I know it's a moral victory, and moral victories suck, and we should have got the actual win. But because the Packers lost, the moral victory is actually something to consider.
I can go with that.
Right? That's a big deal. If the Packers beat the Eagles, then I'm crying tears today.
Sure.
The Eagles came back and like beat that stupid Packers team, even though Rodgers threw for 100,000 yards. And yes, I was up against Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback in fantasy, and my season is now because of that. Because Golladay like didn't catch that touchdown because I played Golladay today. I don't care. This is the important takeaway: we're the best team in the NFC North through the first quarter, through the first quarter of the season. And barring something egregious happening, I see us winning the division. And I am happy as all get out about that, even if we lost today.
Yep. All right, John, I'm going to let you go. The phones are on fire right now. So,
And thanks for doing what you do. Love you guys. Keep it real.
Thanks, man. You too.
Have a good one, John.
You still with me, Ash? You're okay here?
Yes, I'm here. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to say on that face guarding, that wasn't face guarding because there was a hand on his face mask before the ball gets there. That would have been overturned.
The issue isn't that he didn't turn his head. That has nothing to do with that. That's a college rule. People need to not talk about that. The issue is that he made contact with the receiver before the ball got there. Blatantly, like he had a forearm in the player's face.
Yep.
Like it was
absolutely. Yeah. Hey, caller, how you doing? How many of you had? And what's your name?
Hey, man. My name is Brandon Hartsfield, and hey, man, I'm drunk. I'm absolutely drunk.
Awesome, brother.
Shocking.
I'm out here in California, just trying to catch the Lions game down here, and you know, they did a good job, but barring the fact that, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to do what Patrick Mahomes do, and that's what he did at the end of the game, but. I'm proud of what I was doing. Like the guy said, this is a moral win, and I'm just going to take this into the bye. We have a bye week, right?
Yes, we have a bye week. It's a great opportunity. I have to do this. So sorry, but I'm going to do it. It's a great opportunity to get yourself ready for the Packers game. We have some FTP shirts available. If you're looking on the YouTube, and those available on the
In the event that you hate the Vikings or Packers more, or Bears more, you could go pick up one of these.
Oh, look at that, huh? All right, sorry. So we had to slide that in there. Sorry about that, buddy.
Yep, sorry. Carry on.
DetroitLionsPodcast.com/store. There you go.
With the way Stafford played, I mean, I love the guy to death. I'm rocking with him since day one. I have to say about the Cardinals role, like you said, Patricia should have definitely freaking threw the challenge flag a couple times. And I think the thing with Kerryon and how he dropped, I thought he was down. I literally thought he was down. I was screaming. I almost had a heart attack, man. I was stroking out all seven of them.
Yep.
I don't know if I could say it better.
Yes, I have nothing to add. I felt the exact same way. I could feel my pulse in my face at that point.
This officiating crew, and how, I don't know how you can let something play out one week and then try to come back and fix it again the next week or whatever again. It was just a toss up. I just think they just out to screw the Lions, man. This is how they end. I'm literally having a heart attack, man. A heart attack. So this is a great moral win, like I said. Moral win.
Wow. This tells us how strong the team really is. I mean, we've got a team that is exceeding so many people's expectations. I remember there was a guy, he's the dumb son of a bitch. I love referring to him because he's now my foil. but he was referring to the Chargers game. He was the guy that after he won that game was sitting there with his lips sticking out. We shouldn't have won. Still mad. You said to get rid of Caldwell should be here and Quinn shouldn't. We hired him and all this bullshit. And it's just like, God, man, you have no vision. Just kind of breathe, man. It's okay. And if you watch the team, people, I saw so many people saying that the team doesn't change or adjust. Oh, what makes you even think to say that about this team? Look at them, man. Just look at them. And to see how they're playing this year is they've taken that next step. And last year, it was all so close for so long. They were just on the edge and they were on the bad side of it.
Yeah.
We're at a different spot now. This is great. Well, and Chris Chris C in the chat, he said he hopes the game gives the boys a mean chip on their shoulder. I tell you what, going to the bye week, coming out after this one, how well they did and how, you know, the confidence they take out of that. And we're going to go FTP in this next game. I can see him coming out and just crushing the Packers. I would absolutely love that.
That'd be so nice.
Exactly. Last thing. I've never seen Patrick Mahomes so flustered and so like pushed how he was this game. This man is an NFL MVP. He's pushing throws down the field to Kelsey. He overthrew Kelsey at least three times.
Yeah.
Yep. Like this was just a huge head game. I want to give a big round of applause for the defense. Defense did a great job because this was like number one scoring offense in the NFL. Like they put up more than they did, I think, last week. But I want to say good job to Detroit defense.
Go
Lions, man.
How often do you think anybody would ever walk away from a Lions game where the opponent scored 34 points and say the defense played awesome? We're in bizarro world right now, man.
60 years of moral victories, man. That's what does that.
All right, brother. Hey,
first man.
Appreciate the call. We're gonna move on. It's going crazy. My watch is already going.
You have a good day, man.
All right, man.
You have a good one.
You too, brother.
Thanks. You too, man. All right, got another caller. Caller, what's your name? How many you had so far?
Oh, I don't drink. The state of Michigan gave me two DUIs, and they don't let me drink no more.
Oh, damn! I'm sorry, my friend.
It's all good. How about them Lions, though?
What a game.
They played with some heart. They played with some serious heart.
Yeah, they did.
Matthew Stafford. I've never seen someone truck someone over with so much emphasis. I loved it.
There's a couple ones. His face, the one I remember, he turned around after that play. He's like, woo! was like, oh man, I jumped up off the couch and I was saying, woo, it was awesome to see that passion. Those guys, you're right. They went out there and played with heart and soul, but boy, they were having fun. They were into that game out there and the crowd did their job. It was great, man. It was a really, really good game to see. And I've never been this happy after a loss in my life. I feel bad about that. Right. But this is okay. This is okay. Yeah.
I think it's because we expected to lose it.
I've watched the Lions my whole life, and I've never seen them have such competency in a game plan. Like, I'll tell you, my nephew hates Matt Patricio. He said he was a retard, but I've never seen him play, like, actually competent against a good team, like a Super Bowl contender. I'm like, these guys actually know what they're coaching. I mean, why didn't we get rid of Bob Cooter a long time ago?
Like, everyone just loves saying his name so much.
Like a completely different person. I think he's going to start getting some national recognition. Like, if it wasn't for those fumbles, he had a perfect game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
If you would if you looked at the Twitter trends, Lions and Chiefs were all over it. Everybody was looking and talking about that game. That was just this changes
the week.
Yeah, this changes the conversation about this team for sure.
Hey, I think it was you guys that I was listening to about, like, this is the first time Matthew Stafford has actually had an offensive coordinator that's had a game experience. Like, with that Lombardi dude, like, he didn't know what he was doing. Then Jim Bob, he might as well have been a high school football coach. I mean, there was no depth or intelligence to play calling. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey,
there was 15 plays and they were going to win by executing.
I just wanted to call and say, keep it going. Thanks for all you do. We'll support you on the Patreon.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, bro. We'll talk to you, okay? All right. Got another caller coming in right now. Joe. Right. No, wait. Is it Joe B? Do I got Joe B here?
B.
Hey, what's up, man? How much we had so far today?
I had about 8 beers, flew in from Texas this morning to San Diego. Loved the win a couple weeks back, too, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Went out to my garage, opened it up, had my neighbors screaming at me, and I'm like, come on. Well, anyways. Stafford is one tough son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I have to say about that man right there.
Yeah, man.
Going out with a hit pointer like he did, throwing the ball like he did, there's nothing stopping this team from going to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
I promise you that.
Ooh, boy, now I got to get something to cover the. I'm going to be poking through the shirt here in a minute.
21 for 34 with 291 yards and 3 touchdowns. It's pretty tough to say that his back was bugging him today.
And then for all the Matt Patricia haters out there, I mean, that's all coaching. That defense is all coaching. The punch balls, the fumbles, the turnovers, that is all coaching.
Yep.
Jim Caldwell could have never have done that for that team.
No.
I respect the man. He was a good coach.
Yep.
But we needed Matt Patricia in this organization.
And you know,
this is a different Lions team.
You're right.
This is a different team.
I got to tell you, if I think back to 2008, right? The Colton years. I think back to that 0-16 year and where we were and the kind of pathway this team has taken by hiring Jim Schwartz. I always want to call him Jim Schwartz. Jim Schwartz. He was the right guy at the right time for the right team. You know what I mean? They needed somebody like that to punch some self-respect back into the team. And he took the team as probably as high as he was going to take the team at that time. I think he's a lot better coach now. He's going to get a chance
for 2 extra years.
Yeah, yeah. he's going to be a good head coach one day. Then bringing in Caldwell, I think, was the right choice again. I think he was, again, the right guy at the right time for this team to get them to progress. Because, frankly, the years and years and years of futility ahead of that, going back to Wayne Fonts in 91, who, keep your eyes open, he's going to be on the show soon. It's just so much to overcome and so much cultural change. Get rid of Mayhew, bring in Bob Quinn, who you look at his drafting and what he's done in free agency is it's really hard to argue with how awesome of a GM he's been for this team and how well he's done as far as scouting and bringing in talent and managing the cap and all the other shit associated with that. And then Matt Patricia comes in, first time coach, but completely lined up, and you see what he's done, how he's now changed this team to where we are now, where the sky's the limit. We are truly building. It's not a, you know, The Vikings and the Bears are all in right now, right? Their cap is going to blow up in the next year or two. They're like, we got to do it now or it's not going to happen. And they're going to be in a couple years of hell. This team is built for a long time of being good. And to where
that's
if you,
dynasty.
Yeah, if you miss a draft pick here or there, it's not as big a deal because you just move on. And I just really like these things don't happen fast. You never see a team that suddenly rises to the Super Bowl and then stays a 5, 6, 7, 8 year team of doing well. Right. Or the whatever 156 years that we've had seen out of the Patriots. It's teams build over time to that greatness and then maintain it. And this is an amazing story.
Yeah. We were seeing glimpses of the heart that they're showing right now.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The resilience that, yep. that this team is showing. And I know that word's been brought up a lot, but it's truly resilience. Yeah. Last thing I want to say is, you know, I want to pray for TJ Hockenson, man. Mm-hmm. The guy goes out there, puts his body on the line for his team, and he gets hurt the way he did. Really unfortunate, but prayers for TJ.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe. Thanks for the call, man.
You guys.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about Hockenson. That was just a dumb play.
Yeah, that one.
Like the guy wasn't doing what he has to do for jumping over him to be a good idea.
No. And hey, Brett, I think you're going to turn down the audio there a little bit.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Yeah, cool, thanks.
I like hearing my own voice.
In echo. I don't get confused. No, I was when... Well, I don't want to call him Lomas Brown. Jesus Christ. The other tight end, Logan Thomas. Thank you, God. I'm really bad at that shit. When he did that leap, I was like, oh, that's so awesome. I'm like, someone is going to get killed doing this. Yeah. We got to stop. Yeah. And I almost, in my mind, I think I painted on the big goofy smile on Hawk's face when he was, I can do it too. This is going to be hilarious. Right. And then he went down. I was like, oh God. Oh yeah. No. It was terrible. So, you know, I just hope our man's okay. He's been so good. He was playing so well out there. To lose him hurt us. Right. I mean,
absolutely.
That hurt our offense.
How could it not? He's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. But, just hope he's okay. I thought it was a collarbone when you watched how his pads like accordioned when he hit. Everyone else was saying concussion, whether they spelled it right or not.
Just the way his arm went straight. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
All right, Brett, how you doing, man? And how many?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. You had anything today?
Well, I think when I started calling, it was about 8, but I think about 10 now.
No, sorry, it's been a lot of calls.
No, it happens. So, well, I have to give credit, Chris. Very dapper with the visor. Ash, love your beer game.
Well, it's my winning visor. I've only worn it when we've won or tied.
But you know what? You know, I sat here and watched this with my oldest son, and you know, I totally went into this game expecting I expected it to be close, but I thought it would be the Lions like roaring back in the fourth to keep it close. I did not think this thing was gonna be neck and neck the whole way.
It was a professional football team
pad for game.
Yeah. I will tell you what, there is nobody in this world that can tell me that the Lions are not right now among the elite in the NFL, if not at least the NFC. They can hang with anybody. The stupid freaking, you know, lose your shit during the Arizona game. But nobody's done this to the Chiefs. No. And, you know, since the goddamn AFC playoffs, nobody has done to them what we just did today.
Yeah.
No, I completely agree. Now, the problem is, and this is where I think, because look, the coaching has been magnificent. The players are obviously bought in. They've played extremely well. The one thing that is where the risk is, I think, right now is an injury. If with Hawk out, you know, Slay hurt, Ford went down, all that. I mean, they've still played great. They still kept us in the game. Again, this team would have melted down so many times before and with previous people coaches and regimes and all that. Sorry, I'm making another
joke. Look what we did without Slay and with Diggs going out was at the first or second quarter and he was out. And we frustrated the hell out of Patrick Mahomes with backups.
That's brand new.
This coaching staff is freaking nailing it. It really is. Was that
here? Yeah, honestly, the injury today that was more terrifying than any other to me was the Ford injury. Like when that happened, I was like,
right,
I can't even name whoever is coming in right now unless it's Jamal Agnew.
You just can't pronounce Arroyo.
Yeah. Was he active today?
He was. I saw him in special teams.
Okay.
Yep. He was definitely playing in today. Yeah.
Joe B with the interesting piece here. He comes in with, honestly, this is Rocky 1. Right? Right? I mean, that's a great analogy. That was really, really.
Hopefully we get the sequel in the Super Bowl.
Last year we went toe-to-toe with the best team in the AFC. And we won. This year, we just went toe-to-toe with the best team in the AFC at home and probably should have won. But I get it. We didn't win. They were the better team. I would have loved to sit here and say that wasn't a fucking fumble at the goal line, but I watched the replay 6 times.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you can be as mad as you want, but just the fact that all three people on this podcast all said that probably wasn't a catch also means you can't really get too mad about that one either. You know,
in the end,
they got the call right. It sucks. It really sucks. Mm-hmm. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it so much. And they missed a couple other ones, but none of those other ones that they missed were the reason that the Lions lost this game.
I'm going to tell you, I think the reason, if you're going to point at something, is at 1:55 left at the fourth quarter when they had them at 4th and 8. And let Mahomes run for the first down. Yep. They had the game locked right there. If they could have got the stop, game over.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. Was
you
all done.
Get a first down at that point.
I was sitting here with my son. I said the exact same thing. I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe they just gave this away. I'm like, this is, if they'd stopped him, it was ball game. But you know what? You know, I'll get off your guys' airways, but I will say, I'm proud of that team.
Yeah,
I honestly am, because I totally thought that game was going to look way different.
Yeah, yeah.
So, is that what this feeling is?
There's something bubbling down there.
It's pride. It's pride.
I thought it was just some sort of swelling in my chest.
And elsewhere.
All right, guys. All right. Have fun.
Thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate it. Just got to call in really quick. Somebody had been taking a look at the Golladay catch, and we got this.
Hey, Dean Blandino here, and I can tell you unequivocally that call was 100% wrong.
I love that he says unequivocally. Yep. All right, we'll throw
such a great draw.
Oh man, I got to tell you, his Twitter is still complete stage four, man. It's terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't be touching my phone at all if I were him. Like that, I can't imagine how awful that would be right now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we got another one coming. Let's see what we can do about bringing him in. Hey, caller, how you doing? Let's see. What's your name? How many you had?
Oh, Chris, this is Brandon. Man, I slipped in.
Hey, it's always good when slip in, Brendan. Brandon, how you doing, man?
You know what? Yeah, years of calling SiriusXM, I have learned how to time it, and I finally was able to nail it right.
Hey, that's good. It feels good to be put on par with Sirius.
Well, that's the truth, man, especially when you got one line or two, and that's it.
Oh, we got 15 lines, man. They're all lit up. No, I'm just joking.
you and the Mad Dog, right? Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
Listen, I've been mentioning in chat, and I mentioned all this week, I said the two keys to beating this team is you had to out-muscle them and you had to outsmart them. We came close to out-muscling them, and there was a couple of times when we got outsmarted because it came up in the last drive, because this was an even game both ways. I don't want to never hear anybody talk about Stafford is a choke artist because he didn't bring him back. He did. Our defense did not get the job done, allowing him to make a 4th and 8 conversion.
Yeah.
And that is the key right there. And then he made a couple of throws. They ran the ball just right up to the 3rd yard line. And then you got, well, actually you got plenty of time now with, you got 30 seconds left. And it was just a matter of time before they busted in and they was able to get it done. I was just surprised we had 20 seconds left. And look at how close that they was able to get it down there. But it's just a shame that it worked out this way. But I've got a lot of Chiefs fans that I know through my football club.
You're down in Missouri, right?
What's that?
You're down in Missouri. Yeah. So you may see one or two around town.
I tell you what, man. They, listen, when they was calling into SiriusXM, they were scared. they knew that this team was going to be all that they could handle and then some. And you look at what happened. Mahomes had no touchdowns. It was a running game. They actually put together a fairly good thing, and their defense came to the fore with that 199-yard play, and that made it even. I mean, you stand toe-to-toe with a team that everybody and their brother's got a darling for when it comes to Pat Mahomes, and then Stafford is just a forgotten guy because he's done the same thing, just not with as good a team. Then you got yourself some respect. I mean, Charlie Weiss, I talked to him, or I've heard him on the radio, and I did talk to Scott Pioli, and he said he really likes what Patricia has done, making this team one of the toughest teams in the league. And he said, you know what he thought was the number one pick that Patricia and Quinn put out, or when they got? It was Frank Ragnow. He said, that guy is as tough as nails, and he was there taking care of business the whole game. So, you know, I hate that it was a loss, but one thing that everybody seems to forget, there is no tiebreakers involved with the Lions now. The tie is a tiebreaker. Yep. It's a half game up or a half game down, and unless one of the NFC opponents that simply has that is a really good team, not Arizona, winds up with a tie, we are going to win or we're going to lose because we had a tie as far as getting into the playoffs. All these other division wins, conference wins, that all has to do with a tiebreaker situation.
Yep.
The tie is what is going to benefit us or it's going to kill us. So I'm a happy guy, man. This is one of those losses we look at as a win.
yeah, for sure. I mean, it doesn't show on the grid, on the NFC North grid. But boy, you can tell this team's in a good way, man. Hey, Brandon, I'm gonna thank you for your call. All right, brother. All right, be good. All right. So, I want to ask you because we haven't talked about this. So I got to put this one. John Watson. Man, watching Kelce today was like seeing an elephant nailing ballet. He had to be double marked, which probably led to Mahomes being able to complete the first down. He was. I have to relook at the play, but I'm working from assumptions, but I'm assuming that Davis was on the field. He was playing the quarterback spy for most of the game, and I think he was over covering Kelce, which made him, which gave the run to Mahomes.
Yeah, I haven't rewatched the play, but what they were doing for most of that drive is they were bracketing Kelce with Jones and Davis.
Yeah,
almost every play. So that's without looking at it a second time because we immediately jumped into this. I would say that's probably what happened there. Why there was nobody doing the QB spy job is because they decided that, you know, hopefully their three-man rush, which had been doing a really great job of keeping Mahomes in check and just keeping him in the pocket while still applying a little bit of uncomfortable pressure.
Yeah,
they were kind of relying on that to do that as opposed to just opening up a wide cavernous gulf to allow him to, you know, basically take a little stroll for 8 yards on fourth down and ice the game
I felt like watching the Chiefs out there today that they had us beat in speed all game. Once they got the ball out there, they had speed to forever.
That was the main reason I didn't think we really had a shot in this one is because every one of their wide receivers, except Sammy Watkins, has 4.3 speed.
Yep.
And we didn't have a single defensive back on the field that runs that fast, which is usually just a recipe for eventually somebody's going to get deep. But on every single one of those plays where Mahomes pulled it down and went, the reason was because the Lions were doing such a great job of covering deep that there was something open underneath or there were some openings for quarterback sneaks, which it sucks. But if you're going to give up a play, that's the one that you give up. And they little dump off to the running back or tight end, or Mahomes does a little 6-yard run and then kneels. Those are the ones that you don't scheme against.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like the scheme worked.
And they did a great job.
Just a really good team.
They did a great job. The front seven containing, collapsing the pocket throughout the game. Mahomes did not have the mobility that he loves and he is used to. This is the defensive play out there was great. I want to call out really quick, Jeffrey and Tina. Anybody who blames Stafford for anything this game has a picture of Kellen Moore's penis in their wallet. That one cracked me up. Peter Von Pand is in there. Hey, you know, I gotta mention Peter. And it's not just Peter. I went from Colin Moore's penis picture to Peter Von Panda.
That's a lot of penis.
I'm talking about Peter's. Peter Von Panda is anything but Colin Moore's Wanker. He is at youtube.com/PeterVonPanda. He's got an awesome channel, really, really fun stuff. He does amazing reviews. Anything you're ever thinking, you know, when you do the Amazon and everything else, head on over to youtube.com/PeterVonPanda, and you will see him have a review. And it's not just like a real world review, but it's damn funny, right? I steal all my jokes from Peter Von Panda. Everybody knows it. So he'll have that on his channel soon. That's for you, Peter. I see you in there. I see you with the recorder right now. Check it out. Peter Von Panda. YouTube.com/PeterVonPanda. The best review site. And in between the reviews, he puts some pretty hilarious videos out. I'm not even BSing. I go there on my own now. All summer long, I spent my time with him. He's awesome. All right. Hi, Tori. Yeah, I got to refer to something you said earlier. Yes, I did tease Wayne Font. Let's see. We got the toaster back in the box and turned off the bathtub faucet. He wants to live. I think that's a good one. What else do we got? What else have we not hit on the game that we need to? We're run up close here. We got about maybe 10 minutes left that we'll do on the show. Ooh, they got a caller. Didn't solicit a caller. They snuck in. How you doing, caller? What's your name and how many have you had so far?
Hey, this is Neil down in Kentucky.
Hey, Neil in Kentucky, blue, right?
yes. Unfortunately, I've been painfully sober today.
I'm sorry.
I'm on call for work, so I can't have any substances at all.
Mm. He went beyond drinking. Did you see that? Did you see the reference there?
I did notice that. Which is perfectly legal where I am, so I'm allowed to talk about this.
Well, I'm not. So anyway. So my girlfriend doesn't really understand the whole, there was a time where I had to tell her to grab both her and the dog and please leave the room because she hates it when I yell in front of our dog because it scares the shit out of our dog.
Right. I didn't know where that was going. I feel a lot better now.
it was right when Kansas City had their last possession when they were down. And I looked at her and I said, don't ask questions. I said, please grab the dog and leave the room. And she's like, why? I was like, you understand? I was like, you haven't been there. I was like, I can't be happy until the clock is 00. I was like, please leave. She took the dog out, and I pushed my MacBook back, and I got everything expensive out of my reach. And I was like, here it comes. I was like, I was waiting for it. And right when he scrambled on 4th and 8, it was like a seeing red, just out of control. I was like, I fucking knew it. I knew it was going to happen. And then, of course, the Slack chat being awesome, it always has this ebb and flow where when we're doing great, everyone's hanging there on the back. And then when we're doing bad, there's always that one guy who's like, well, actually. And it's always like the guy at the funeral who's like, well, at least you know they're in a better place now. And it's like, that's not fucking helping. I was like, don't try to steer me up right now. Like, I need to be mad.
So
anyway, and your wife comes home, and she's crying, and you try to fix the problem, and she's like, "I don't want you to fix it. I just need to be mad right now."
I gotta say, just at the beginning of your comment, where you said you gotta ask your wife to take the dog and leave the room. Peter Von Panda came in the chat, and he said, "I have a dominatrix that offers that for $300." I haven't been able to stop laughing about that since. Peter, you son of a bitch. All right. No, okay.
I guess my question is, how different do you think the game would have been if both Slay had been in and Tyreek Hill would have been in?
Ooh, that would have been probably a battle for the ages. We'd be talking about that for sure. I just really quick to that. With him out and Slay being out, it kind of changes things for both of us, right? It was kind of an equal, like, it cancels each other out, right? Justin Rogers, thanks, Brandon, for putting this in there. Justin Rogers just reported that Pat Mahomes' quarterback rating was the third worst in his career. That's pretty...
I'll take it.
He scored 34 points. But
well, their offense, let's call it what it is, their offense only scored 27 points. There was the fumble recovery for the touchdown. So,
and I have to admit, in fantasy, Patrick Mahomes is my quarterback.
And I have him in a couple leagues too. Yeah,
I was given the F bomb to fantasy this week. I don't care. it's where the Lions win. I don't care. 0 points, -5, whatever. So Neil, anything you have to worry about the who's your closest NFL team in Kentucky?
Okay, so where I grew up, I grew up an hour north of Nashville.
Right.
But where I am now, I'm closest to, I believe, Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. So okay.
Both, both teams that I still don't give a flying shit about.
But nobody cares. Even Cincinnati doesn't like Cincinnati.
I'd probably go to, you know, Titans games just because that city's awesome. But that's that.
We have to do more origin stories. We'll have to do an episode on more origin stories.
I can't go back to Nashville. I had this horrible disease where I go to Nashville and I black out. It's this...
It's a pretty common one. You know, I hear it's really common in Vegas, too. In Amsterdam.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I'll let you all get back to it.
All right. Thank you. You're my favorite Stroop waffle. That was for Ash, actually. Thank you. All right, Neil. Hey, thanks a lot for calling, brother. I don't think I've ever called anyone a Stroop waffle before. Obviously, it's the Jaeger talking.
Indeed.
This was full when I started the show.
All right, host, what's your name and how many have you had? Can't answer that question. We got to stop.
Yeah, I don't know how many. I can't because I don't know how many ounces are. It's all in milliliters. It's all foreign language shit. All right, 248-782-8384, 248-782-8384, or Detroit Lions Podcast, all one word on Skype. You can give us a ring. I'm going to let you, Ash, kind of put some of your final thoughts together. We'll pull any calls in that roll in, but from a hosting perspective, we're going to start kind of winding our piece down. Where do you wrap up the game when you look forward now to a bye week and the Packers? How does this kind of set us up for the rest of the season?
Honestly, the Detroit Lions, like Ford Field has always been a hornet's nest.
Oh, yeah.
Just now it actually has hornets in it. Whereas previously it was an interesting thing to look at and you'd kind of poke it with a stick and be like, oh, okay, that's how they build nice things. Interesting. Okay. Right now you poke it and there are hornets in your face and they're stinging you and you need to run away. That's my analogy for the Detroit Lions of 2019 compared to every other season.
Yep.
It is just not fun to play these guys in any way, shape, or form for any player on the field. Like there were, you could see in a lot of replays, there were like forearms to the throat and on several different plays. And at the end that the Chiefs were kind of actually physically fighting back. Like, I don't know if you saw on the snacks get mauled on that one replay on the,
Which,
you know, it had under touchdown, but yeah, absolutely. But it was that sort of thing was happening in the first half to the Chiefs players pretty much continuously. So I can see at a certain point, they're just going to say, okay, I've had enough of this. And if it's a street fight, I guess it's a street fight.
Yeah.
It was just nice to see a four quarter effort. There was no huge lull for the team. You know, I really think this was the best we could honestly hope for out of the Detroit Lions against the Kansas City Chiefs of 2019.
Mm.
Just a real tight game where the offense showed that they have the capability of banging with a team like this, whereas they had not in any way, shape, or form shown any capacity to do that prior to this game.
Yeah. So I feel like we could expect more. I think we could have seen a win, but I think the ceiling is not a whole lot higher than what we saw, but the floor could be a whole lot lower.
I think we could hope for more. You know, like I was there after the first quarter. I was like, okay, maybe this is the one. I'm about to buy in. And then no.
I think a game like this does two things. One, it kind of shows you where the ceiling is. This team could have won this game. And absolutely. I believe that
one play away.
Yeah, yeah. Replay it, they could win. What I think they did that I think is the most important is they lifted the floor. How bad can this team be? Oh, they're gonna fall apart, right? The Arizona game had a lot of people worried and had a lot of people not believing in the team. Then the game against Kansas City against the Chargers in LA. And the game against whatever the fuck they played last week. The Eagles. They came out and they played. It was the same thing. It was a scrappy kind of game where they won it, and you didn't. You're like, oh, I want to believe, but I don't know. This game lifted that floor up and showed, well, they can do this to a great team. That was great. Lions covered the spread. Good job. Thank you, Brandon. I think that's where the faith in this team is, and the trajectory of the team has changed. And I think they've changed. I hope we see it in the fans. I hope we kind of see a real change in the way this team is approached by the fans, the press, and everybody, because I think they've earned it. And I think the culture is certainly changing with what we see here. I also think this is I hated this bye week when it was first announced. We saw the schedule.
It came out
perfectly. With all the injuries. The oh my God. Yeah. This is perfect. This is a perfect bye week. Get some boys better. Get them back in the game and doing their thing. So That's really something. Trubisky's out with a shoulder injury. Someone's asking why he wasn't playing. So yeah, Trubisky's out. And I think they're not picking in the first round until 2056. So there's your Bears update. It's 7-0 Bears right now. And
it's totally worth it for one division championship, right?
Yeah, for sure. All right. Last call for calls. If you know what, we're going to call it. We'll just do that. We'll call it a day. Yep. I know, Ash, you've got some stuff to do. I do. You got a family to take care of, my friend.
Well, I have a cat that won't shut up. Everyone is now well aware of.
Remember, the show is looking for your involvement. Use the comments in the subreddit to give us your feedback. We appreciate all the feedback you give us. Also, don't forget about us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. Patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. As little as $1 a month will get you access to the best Lions chat on the internet. And it's the most intelligent as well. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, and follow us on Twitter at DETLionsPodcast, DETLionsPodcast, the very best place to see Ash.
With no pants.
Okay, fine. Are you going to take them off now, or are you going to wait till after?
Oh, they've been off this whole time.
Damn, what did I miss? Give us a call on Skype, Detroit Lions Podcast, all one word, Detroit Lions Podcast, or call us on the Lions line, 929-33-LIONS. 929-335-4667. And also go to DetroitLionsPodcast.com, subscribe to the podcast so we can come in your ear holes regularly and automagically. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to see you next time on the Detroit Lions Podcast. Remember, no pants, no toasters, no hot tubs, no problems, baby, because we're your Detroit Lions and Reddit connection.
Final seconds winding down, and look at that. How big is that? Chris and Case out of time. Pack the bags, start the plane. This show is over.